Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You're welcome to today's class, Mark chapter 5, straight to Mark chapter 5. And we've looked at Mark chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. And today we're going to Mark chapter 5. You know what to do? Bring out your Bibles. Bring out your journals. Place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, open my heart to receive your word. Teach me your word. Speak to me. Even as I read through the book of Mark chapter 5 this morning, help me to understand. Give me light. Give me understanding in the name of Jesus. I won't just read these words. You will give me the strength, the energy to put them to practice in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right. So let's shoot. We're going to start with the healing of the demon-possessed man. The Bible says, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stone. This is to let us know how terrible this situation was. So when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, immediately Jesus saw this man. You know, we talked about the fact that Jesus does not take commendations from demons. You know, these demons, after God told Jesus in Mark chapter 1, that this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. This is the third time in the book of Mark that demons will be saying something the same with what God said. Jesus, you are the Son of the Most High. And every single time these demons said these words, Jesus did not respond to that commendation. I mean, Jesus did not allow them to commend him, because he's not looking for commendation from demons. He's also not looking for commendation from men. He would rather take the commendation of his Father. So Jesus ignored all of those statements and immediately said, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." Also, he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountain. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirit went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So very simple. Simple lesson. The first lesson I want us to pick from the healing of the demon-possessed man is the fact that there was no drama. All Jesus did was he said words, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." There is difference between power and authority. You see, authority, when your word comes out with authority, there is immediate action on that word. If I tell a civilian, "Stop," even if I have my six packs, I am well built, I am big, huge, tall, and I stay beside the main road, and I ask a car to stop, the chances are that car will not stop. But if a small boy is wearing a soldier uniform, I mean the uniform of a soldier, the uniform of a soldier, And the small boy stands by the road and says, stop. Even if the vehicle is not a saloon car, but a huge trailer, or I don't know what I'm going to call it now, that vehicle is going to stop. Now, that vehicle is not stopping for that boy. That vehicle is stopping for the uniform the boy is wearing. So the reason why that vehicle is not stopping for me is because I have power, but I don't have authority. But that small boy, even though he does not look powerful, he is wearing a cloth that has given him an authority that is above that vehicle. So much that whenever he says to that vehicle, stop, the vehicle must stop. What am I saying this morning? You need authority. And authority is what you need to cast out demons. So it is power that will make you to shout, every demonic, whatever, die, be destroyed, be destroyed, be consumed, be destroyed. And then the next day you come, every demonic, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. The fourth day, the fifth day, the seventh day, you are still there. But when you have authority, all you need to say is, come out of this body, and the demon will respond. The Bible says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out demons. So all you need to do is to cast the demon out in the name of Jesus. As simple as that. What you need is authority. If I were you, this morning, I would pray and pray and pray and trust God to give me authority. And so shall it be, even as you pray in Jesus' name. Another lesson I want us to learn from this is, Jesus would rather destroy 200 swines to save a man than allow a man to remain in bondage because of 200 swines. So the simple lesson here is that the soul of a man is much more important than animals. Now, the funny thing is, it is a different thing with the people, the multitude, because when they heard about this story, I was so displeased with these people when I read this part. So when these guys heard about what happened, the Bible says that they were displeased so much that they sent Jesus away from the city. Let's look at their reaction. The Bible says, when they heard about the demon-possessed man, they came. They saw the man who had been possessed. That's verse 15. They saw the man who had been possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Please ask a question here. You saw a man who had been demon possessed for years, and you saw that man healed. The first thing that your first reaction is fear. You are afraid. So why were they afraid? And then they saw what happened, and then they began to plead. Verse 17, they began to plead with Jesus to depart from their region. They literally sent Jesus out of the country. Why do you think this happened? The Bible didn't tell us, but I'm going to make a guess. And that guess is because of the fact that they just lost 200 swine. Because if it wasn't because of the material wealth that they lost, every sane person would want to keep Jesus in the country, considering the fact that he just healed a man. But they weren't really concerned about the man that was healed. They were much more concerned about the swines, the pigs, that he just lost. And then they were wondering, if we let this man to remain in this country, how are we sure that we're not going to lose 400 swines tomorrow and then 1,000 swines the next day after tomorrow? So they had to send Jesus away from the country. This is how materialistic a man can be. So now, verse 18, and when he had gotten into the boat, the one who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus did not permit him. He said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and now that he has had compassion on you. And the man actually departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marveled. This is an amazing story. So this man was healed and he wanted to follow Jesus. You know, he wanted to continue the journey with Jesus. Well, you know the reason why Jesus did not allow the man to follow him? Because they were pursuing Jesus away from the country. And the only person that could maintain the miracle, maintain the gospel in that country was that man. So he wasn't needed with Jesus. Jesus had to send the man and say, go and begin to testify what has happened to you. And the lesson I want us to learn from that is that, see, you don't wait until you are anointed and then you can speak in tongues and then you can pray for 50 hours and then you can read your Bible from beginning to the end. Don't wait until you go to seminary school before you begin to proclaim the good things that God has done in your life. This man hadn't done anything, no baptism, no speaking in tongues, no Bible school, nothing. His only message is the testimony of his salvation. And that message is enough to share with anyone who comes to you. I pray the Lord will give us grace and strength in Jesus' name. Also, we see how that a girl was restored to life and then a woman was healed. The story of the woman with the issue of blood. That's an amazing story. One major thing I want us to pick is the fact that this woman had spent everything that she had. Everything. You see, sometimes God wants us to come to a point where we have no other hope but Him. Sometimes He wants us to come to that point where there is nothing else we have apart from God. And at that point, He shows up to help us, like in the case of this woman. Second lesson, Jesus says, your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. That's in verse 34. It says, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So what healed the woman? Not the garment of Jesus. So stop looking for the garment of the men of God to hold. It is not wrong to do it, but what healed the woman is not Jesus's garment, but the woman's faith. What is going to heal you of that sickness? What is going to bring that miracle you're trusting God for is your faith. You see how much faith can do. When you have faith, how much mountain you can pull and push because of your faith. Pray God will give us grace in Jesus' name. And then finally, we see how that Jesus was able to bring back to life this particular child. You know, and one major lesson I also want us to learn from this, actually two lessons. Number one, Jesus says in verse 36, do not be afraid, only believe. Faith at work again, only believe. And my encouragement to someone listening to me this morning, stop being afraid, just believe. Have faith in God and you will see the glory of the Lord. Only believe, that's all. Have faith. You need to pray. See, there is so much you're going to be enjoying if your faith becomes so strong in God. Just have faith. May God help us in Jesus' name. And then the second lesson is that Jesus Christ, in verse 37, He permitted no one to follow Him except Peter, James, and John. And then verse 40, but when He had put all of them outside, He took the father and the mother of the child with Him, and those who were with Him, that's Peter, James, and John. So there are some times in your life that you need to excuse people who discourage you out of your life. Because when Jesus got there, He met people who were already crying. They couldn't believe. Their faith was not, they didn't have the faith that this child was going to wake up. People like that, that don't have faith, they don't have encouraging words. Push them away from your life. Surround yourself with people who have faith. See, it is better for you to have just one friend who is very strong in faith than for you to have 30 friends and 29 of them will always discourage you. They will always make you feel that God will not do it. Take them out of your life. Hold that one friend. Pray together with that one friend and you will move mountains. So I believe strongly that one friend who has faith is better than 29 or 30 friends who continually pull you down. I pray that God will surround you with the right people from today. in the name of Jesus. And when you are with the right people, you will move mountains. God bless you. Thank you very much for joining to this podcast. If for anything, don't forget this point. You need faith to move mountains. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye for now.